When cashback caps erase rewards value. Cashback caps are the quiet line that turns a great headline rate into a mediocre real rate. When the bonus stops but your spending does not, the percentage you actually earn slides fast. This guide gives you a clean framework, how caps work, the math to compute your effective rate, and a simple way to benchmark capped offers against flat rate alternatives for your real spending pattern. Why cap math matters in 2026, rewards cards dominate everyday spending. In the U.S., rewards cards represent the bulk of general-purpose card spending, and issuers keep expanding complex caps and conditions. That makes the cap itself a first-order cost, not a footnote. How caps reduce your effective rate. Cashback caps erase rewards value when your spending exceeds the cap because the bonus rate stops and the marginal rewards drop to a lower base rate or zero, pulling down your effective rate on total spend. A cap is simply a limit on how much spend earns the bonus rate or how much reward value you can earn in a defined period. After the cap, every extra dollar earns less, so your blended rate becomes a weighted average of the bonus and base rates. Caps are also a cost control tool. Issuers fund rewards from interchange and program revenue, so limits prevent outsized payouts from concentrated spend. Market benchmarking and ROI math. Start with the effective rate you actually earn. Effective rate are total rewards earned, total eligible spend. Example A, 5% on groceries up to $500 per month, then 1% after. You spend $900. Rewards, 5500 plus 01400, sir 25 plus 4 Foss, $29 effective rate, $29,900, 3.22% example. B, same card. You spend $2,500. Rewards for 05,500 plus 01,000 or 25 plus 10 Toros at 35 effective rate or 35,500 plus 2.33%. That is how a 5% card becomes a 2-3% card in real use. To benchmark against a flat rate option, say 2%, solve for the spend level where the capped card ties the flat rate. Let bonus rate first year R, base rate first year B, cap first year C, flat rate first year F, spend first year first S, for first year RC plus BPO S, C. S rearrange to S smart charger R B C R S F B. If your real S is above that number, the flat rate card is better. Common mistakes or myths. Myth: the headline rate is my rate. A cap turns a single rate into a blended rate. Always compute the weighted average. Mistake: assuming the cap window matches your statement cycle. The terms define the window. Check whether the cap is monthly, quarterly, or annual, and compare to your actual spend cadence. Mistake: forgetting the cap is a hard ceiling. Once you hit it, you cannot earn back the lost value elsewhere without a separate bonus category. Myth: rewards value is fixed. Programs can devalue rewards or block redemption under specific conditions. Treat that risk as part of the real rate. How this relates to crypto cards. If your crypto card includes caps, the math is identical. Track rewards in fiat terms. At the time you can redeem or convert them, then compute your effective rate against your own spend. Use our comparison tool to compare terms side by side. Treat token rewards as variable value and apply the same blended rate math using a conservative conversion price.